Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. What does it mean when a monkey sees you and starts humping?
He really likes you, I'm guessing.
Went to the Beardsley Zoo.
Okay.
Which is a really cool spot, by the way.
Yeah, never been.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
Not a lot of money. I think it was like $17.
Oh, cool.
For an adult.
Right.
You walk through, you see all these great animals. It's really cool. Really cool.
Like monkeys, for example.
Yeah, that's. I really went for the monkeys.
They're
entertaining.
Worth the price of admission.
They're entertaining, yeah.
That's exactly right. I thought $17 to see monkeys is worth it.
Right, outside of work, definitely.
you get so much more.
Yeah.
But I walk into this monkey...
house?
It's a monkey house.
Monkey house, yeah.
Habitat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at a house.
It's not a cage, it's a house.
Yeah, glass between you and the monkey.
As soon as I walk in, wall of urine. I smell urine.
Right. That's not for the monkeys.
I smell... You know, it's funny you should say that.
Right.
Because I look down, right in the entrance.
Puddle
pee. Oh, no.
And there's... somebody changing a diaper.
Ew.
Well, there you go.
And the baby, whatever, is on the ground.
Oh, that's sanitary.
I thought to myself, this is the last place I'd change a kid unless I didn't like it.
Even the monkeys were appalled. Really? That's what you're doing right now? Really?
The monkeys were like, what the hell?
Right, we got to see that. Hey, we live here.
I just thought to myself... what was the thought process? Like, we got to change. There's bathrooms everywhere, by the way.
Yeah,
right.
There's bathrooms everywhere.
They had them in a better location.
What's the thought process when you walk into this building, smell monkey urine, and think, this seems like a good place. No one notice.
Exactly.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. I forgot to do this.
That reminds me.
Yeah, while I'm at it, let me blow a couple farts out, too.
I thought that was just weird.
Yeah.
So we go in. And we're standing at the glass, and it's a big glass, and there's lots of people, and the monkeys are just so tired of being looked at by people.
God, here they are again.
You know, can you imagine
living
your life where just people watch you crap, eat, you know, you can't even get near your window. Someone's like, hey, monkey!
Yeah, it's called...
Monkey!
And here it's called Twitch.
No, but can you imagine that?
Yeah, it's gotta be annoying.
They're so over it.
Yeah.
They're like just doing their own thing. Their backs are turned to everybody.
They're as far
away from the glass as they can be.
Right.
I walk up to the glass. This monkey sees me.
Chaz!
Hey, I heard the show!
Dude, it's me. I used to be your intern years ago.
I love Dumbass News.
That was me, remember? I did that. I just kept screwing things up. You call me monkey.
Comes right over... to the branch. It's on the Instagram and the Chaz and AJ Facebook.
Yeah, that's
page.
Crazy.
Very entertaining.
Right over.
Yep.
On the branch, looking in the glass, looking right at me. Now, we make eye contact.
Yeah.
And I don't do the, let me bang on the glass
or wave
or anything. I'm just standing there looking at the monkey, and I'm looking into its eyes. And it's weird when you look into a monkey's eyes because it's like, wow, I'm like, what is it? Like one or two chromosomes off from like being you.
Yeah. I've been there.
I'm like so friggin' close.
I'm like half.
Actually, yes. Yeah. I've been there on Saturday night.
Yes.
Okay?
This is true. Remember when she peeled a banana with her feet that time?
Right. Not that I got close. I have been there.
When she gets mad, she flings feces.
Watch out.
Yeah.
That's what I mean here.
And I just think, how much do we have in common? And you're in a cage and I'm not. It's so bizarre.
Yeah. All the way around.
Then.
Could have been us.
That's why he was mad. He's like, how much do we have in common? And I'm in here and you're out there.
Right. Yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah. I think he saw me and was like, how did you get out there?
You.
You can poop in private.
Dude, do they know you're out?
Yeah. Like, why are you out there?
How'd you get out? I'll pull that up.
But he puts his two hands against the glass and then starts thrusting his hips.
Wow. That means he likes you, I guess.
Right. Does James think he knows what's up?
I don't know.
James?
Really?
James?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I think the monkey was just excited because he thinks he's getting prepared for war.
He's getting prepared for war.
Oh, okay. So he's going to do battle with you?
Oh. You know what?
With the feces.
Right. Oh. He would not want to get hit by my poops.
Yeah, seriously. I'll take him out of the tree.
That ain't coming on that fur anytime soon, pal.
Incoming!
Hey, guys, I miss you. I miss you a lot, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
You had this beautiful moment in the video where you sort of leaned in and really tried to make eye contact with this monkey.
Yeah.
And then Jennifer's just laughing in the background.
She's chuckling.
Great.
Look, he's bonding.
Well, what was interesting about that is that happened as soon as I walked in. No one had a phone out.
Uh-huh.
And we thought, that's a moment that's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
Because they weren't going up to anybody.
Yeah. But you.
So Jennifer pulls her phone out and thinking, this is never going to happen again.
Right.
And as soon as she hit record, that video is unedited.
Wow. Yeah.
He comes and starts doing it again.
Pornhub. Watch this.
What is Monkey that, sex. Though? Is that is that kind of some kind of thing of dominance?
I'm thinking he's trying to dominate you, yeah.
Right.
Right.
He's like, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if he pointed at Jennifer and did that, I would have jumped in there.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have came with a monkey hat.
Oh, yeah?
Monkey hat. Would you holler at a monkey pointing your head? Yeah, I did.
Jennifer and I had this conversation. She said, how do you think you would have done in that monkey enclosure? Because there was like three or four of them in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd hold my own.
Think so.
Right. He's so cute.
He is cute.
Little guy with his little hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Thrusting his thing towards you.
Just excited to see Chaz. He's like, Chaz, Chaz, Chaz.
I effing love you. I effing love you. Wow.
I'll have to get a zoo person on. But my
yeah,
guess,
I'm curious.
My guess would be dominance.
Yeah, monkey body language. What's that mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, or do you want to do it? Is that how, you know?
In the clubs, is how most guys do it. Hey, baby, how you doing?
That's what I told Jennifer. I said, that's typical bar behavior.
Right.
Do was you there... want to bump with me?
It
really is.
Do you want to bump?
It's really, it's the primal bar communication.
Did it put its hand like call me?
Have you ever been at a bar at 2 a.m. when the lights go on and everybody's drunk and then a person just walks towards you with their crotch first? Just like trying to find something to latch onto. Their hands out and their crotch first.
I was looking for the bathroom.
That's kind of what happened.
I was
to
looking
here.
For the bathroom,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even track the face.
AJ's the lottery guy.
Yes.
Anytime someone wins, they send them stories.
Yes, they do.
Like, look at somebody hit.
Yep.
Right by you.
And it wasn't you.
Right by you, look.
That's right.
Right by you.
Yeah.
Maybe you played. Maybe check your numbers again. Like, I know I didn't win. Go ahead, check it. I'm like, shut up.
Stop it, Ma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't really play. I played a little bit like a year or so ago, and then I stopped. And I thought recently something told me I should start playing again.
Yeah.
And I buy one lotto ticket.
One. Oh.
One.
One lotto ticket.
One ticket.
You pick the numbers or quick pick?
Quick pick.
Wow.
Yeah. One lotto ticket.
Wait.
Quick pick.
It was you that won?
Hold on.
Oh.
Wait. What are you doing?
I'm asking. I'm following the story.
You're not really following if you're asking.
This is true.
Go back to the monkey cage.
No, just don't ruin expectations.
Right.
Okay.
Because I don't think there was a grand prize winner in the game that I was playing. Okay. So I buy a ticket.
A ticket.
I ask the girl. This time I may have bought one Powerball ticket too. I don't remember.
Okay. But you want A.
I basically buy one ticket. And it's only been for 4 weeks. So I've bought four lotto tickets. Okay. The girl's handing me a ticket. I said, have you guys had a big winner here? And she said, no. I said, well, you're due.
Ah, look at that. See?
Yeah.
Well, they are due.
So put them in my wallet. Forget all about it. I go hiking with Norm through trails of Vermont. Come back home. I'm like, you know, I got to check that ticket. Now, I don't know if you've ever played before on a regular basis.
A devil.
But it's but you get it to a, you know exactly what's going to happen. The very first number you check, you're going to be like, I'm out. It happens all the time. So I check. First number. Hey. Second number. I'm like, get out. I got the second number.
Hey.
Third number.
Hey.
All right. Fourth one. Oh, I don't have fifth one. I got 5 out of 6.
Wow. That is awesome.
Lotto numbers.
That is awesome.
I'm like, 5 out of 6, that has to be worth something.
Yeah.
Which more five? Than
more than a dollar.
Yeah.
Anything past 4 numbers is worth something.
So I look it up. I just Google, how much do you weigh? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you should go to CCLotto.org. Yeah.
It says $2,000. I'm like, $2,000? I want $2,000.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Woo! I'm like, this is so cool. Now, you have to go to a special place.
Yeah.
To get to get your check.
Yeah, your dealer up to $600. Any place else, you have to go to a special designated place.
It's called this high tier.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So the larger
one. The closest one to me is Waterbury.
Okay.
So I drive up to Waterbury.
West Haven
for
me, yeah.
It's a liquor store.
Yeah, it's usually a pretty seedy looking place.
It's a seedy looking place.
It really is.
I'm like, I tell Jennifer, as soon as we get the money, we're getting right in the car.
Keep the car running. I'll be right back. Lock the doors.
Circle the block.
Out. Right.
Don't be stationary.
Put the car and drive when I come out.
The two nicest people are behind the counter.
I'm sure.
Father and son.
Yes.
But I'm just saying. It looks.
Yeah.
You don't want to hang out with a check for $2,000 in this area.
No.
So I go in. The guy scans my ticket. He goes, $9,200.
What?
I go, no, I want to tell him, oh, yeah, okay,
sure,
I'll take it.
Sure.
It's like once a waiter comes over and says, did you order the pizza? I want to say, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm starving. And you have one.
But no.
Now I ordered, yeah.
I said, no, $2,000. He goes, no, $9,200. He goes, we can't cash that here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You have to go to Rocky Hill. I'm like, well, that's a great problem to have.
Very good problem. Oh, I got to drive to Rocky Hill
so
now.
Apparently that $2,000 number is based on multiple winners. I was the only one who matched 5 of 6 numbers.
Yeah, it depends on how many folks win, yeah.
The lottery guy behind the counter, Rocky Hill, saw my ticket doing the numbers. He goes, wow.
You're the guy.
This is rare.
Yeah, usually it's a bunch of people.
He's about to retire. He has seen it all.
Yeah.
He's like, wow.
Well, now he can retire, so you.
Don't see this often.
Yeah, because usually when I get 4 numbers, I'll get like 35 to like $60.
So such a weird, random number to win. $9,200. I'm like so blessed. So I have a deal with the universe.
Yeah.
That when something like this happens to me, part of it goes to.
Yeah, you give back.
Charities.
Exactly.
So the first thing I think is, I'm going to wait to tell AJ on the air. Because the camera shot of his face will tell you the real truth of how he feels about this.
Yeah.
Then I thought, you know what? No, that's mean. And that's like taunting. And the universe was so great to me. This doesn't seem like a really nice thing to do.
I'm very happy for you.
To my friend. I could tell you are.
I'm very happy for you. I'm glad to see someone won something.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who wins $2 and they won't put a sign saying we had a $2 winner in my place. I asked so many times, like, just for a joke.
Yeah.
Make me feel good. Nope.
So I thought that's not cool. I'm not going to do that.
Thank you.
So I wait. I didn't want to call him to specifically tell him I hit lottery because I just think, oh, this freaking guy.
Wait, disguise all this stuff.
All this stuff. I'm like, I can't do that to him.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm happy for you.
So
yeah,
I call him
too.
Yesterday, and I say, so how's it going? And he goes, well, my furnace went down. I had to replace my furnace. It cost me $9,200.
Are you serious?
Stop it!
Are you kidding me?
That's what I said when the guy mentioned how much the price was. So I'm like, are you kidding me? You sounded just like me.
Is that unreal?
That's bizarre.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I know. That's bizarre.
Is it unreal?
Right.
Oh, AJ, how are you going to get a new firm?
I'm sorry it didn't cost $10,000. You would have won more money.
I was thinking to myself, I wish it cost you $1.2 million.
Right, sorry. I'm sure they'd love to jack the price up, yeah.
It's like, how odd is that? It's not off by 100. It's not off by 1,000. It's the exact same amount.
I know.
Wow.
And you're inspiring me. I haven't played lottery in months
because of the gas prices, but I think I'm going to, you know, buy some lottery tickets tomorrow.
Oh, no, I truly believe I'm going to win a big one. I just have, you know, the universe feels like I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, no, you did a great job.
The universe just told me, stay at it.
Yep.
We got you.
You've won more than I have. I've been playing since 2004.
Yeah.
Steady. Except for like the last couple months.
You're looking at the sign in the window the wrong way. You got to figure out how much you've spent. And instead of winner, they said, we've had a $10,000 spender.
That should be your ticket.
Yeah,
like
picture,
your sign.
Picture my face with a fish hook.
I feel horrible saying this, but, you know, I look at the news.
Okay.
And I see the Ukraine story, and I don't even want to click on it. Yeah. I just want to act as if it's not happening. I want to just look the other way, because it's so horrible, and I feel so helpless that I can't really do anything that would make some kind of an impact on these people's lives.
Yeah.
I just think, I can't do it. I can't run this through my brain right now.
Yeah.
You know? Channel 3 has figured out a way we can all help.
Okay.
Do something positive. Look, we're not going to be able to convince Putin.
No, that ain't happening.
Something different.
You can sing all you want.
He's not going to wake up and say, oh, you know what? I
had an epiphany. I was wrong.
That was a bad thing to do.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It could happen.
But this is a way we can all help, and we could do it today. Channel 3 is partnering with local volunteers to collect items and money to help refugees from and the people of Ukraine. The organization is called United Ukrainian American Relief Committee Incorporated, and they're going to be collecting items today from 4 to 7 at two locations. One's in New Haven, one's in Hartford. They'll have some Channel 3 personalities out there.
It's cool.
4 to 7 today.
Right.
And then we'll link up to the website where you can go and donate cash.
Mm-hmm.
Right now on the phone is Myron Kalinsky, Connecticut representative for the United Ukrainian American Relief Committee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good, thank you. Give us an update on what's happening in Ukraine.
Well, yesterday we found out that that there is going to be some military assistance, jet fighters from Poland, and then the U.S. will give other jets to Poland. Today we're having this drive. We also felt a little helpless as to what we can do. And this is something that we've done in the last 8 years since the invasion of Crimea in 2014 and the invasion of Eastern Ukraine. Every year, at least once a year, the United Ukrainian American Relief Committee, which has been around since 1944, has done this type of drive for the people of Ukraine. And we continue to do this. It started out last week. The idea came up from the Ukrainian American veterans, both in Hartford and New Haven. And we at the Ukrainian National Home of Hartford, we always were part of this drive in the last 8 years, and we continue to do this. The response has been enormous. Yesterday we had people dropping things off, even though today is the official day. And we've had volunteers there Saturday, Sunday. Today there will be plenty of volunteers. Tomorrow there'll be volunteers that will be helping to pack the tractor trailer, which is coming in Wednesday morning, to take everything to New Jersey, to the port. Through a company called Mist America. Mist in Ukrainian means bridge. And it will then be flown to Warsaw, Poland, and then distributed to refugees at the borders, Poland-Ukraine border, and the other countries along Ukraine's border.
That border has to be a nightmare right now with people just trying to escape Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yes, they're saying up to 1.5 million refugees have already arrived at the borders.
I can't even imagine that number. I don't think I've ever seen a crowd that big. There's no concert.
Some folks are taking trains out there, actually, too. To Poland.
There's no concert that you can look at and say, oh, okay, that's close. No.
Right.
No.
I mean, 1.5 million. That's just an estimate.
Man.
More coming.
Correct.
And now, so you need food. You need all types of supplies.
Yeah. Place for
all
sleep.
All the things you, yes. Yeah. Toiletries.
The basics,
just basic needs.
Yeah.
1.5 million, that'd be Woodstock more than 3 times the total amount of people.
Nuts.
Correct.
Wow.
And it's not a weekend event, people. It's not a concert. Peace, love, and a couple bands, and everyone goes home.
Yeah, who knows how long they'll be here.
Yeah, those people have no real, there's no end in sight.
No. Not right now.
Wow.
So we do appreciate all the assistance we're receiving. We're getting calls day and night about how can we help. And like you mentioned, it is a positive way for us to contribute to the people of Ukraine and all the refugees.
So what's your estimate, Myron, if we donate today, when it will be on the border of Poland and Ukraine? Next week?
They're telling us, for instance, if Wednesday the tractor trailer delivers to New Jersey, and they were saying Thursday or Friday there would be flights out, and then they were saying 5 to 10 days, so probably the following weekend.
Okay.
So that would be the estimate.
Well, that's they
really do have quite a few tractor trailers at Miestomatica. Miestomatica's been very much key with the humanitarian aid because basically they lost most of their business, which was their logistics company, and they were providing packages to people in Ukraine from their family and friends all over the world. So, and again, I mentioned that Miest means bridge in Ukrainian. So this was the bridge from here to there.
Yeah.
I just can't think about these kids, these parents and the kids.
Absolutely. It's heartbreaking.
I was going to say.
And they're the lucky ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes. True.
As bad as they have it, they're the lucky ones. I like this event that Channel 3 is doing with you guys because this stuff's not going to be sitting in a warehouse for a while.
No, it's going.
And you're going to be trying to figure out, all right, how do we get it over there? Like, you've already figured out
it's all
a timeline and transportation, and it's going to get there.
It's going to fill it up.
And 10 days seems like a long time, but, man, if you're not dealing with an organized situation, because could maybe never get there.
Could change every day.
So I like this a lot. So we're going to link up on the radio station website for 3 Cares for Ukraine donation drive happening today, 4 to 7, at St. Michael Ukrainian Catholic Church in New Haven and Ukrainian National Home of Hartford in Hartford. They're going to have Channel 3 personalities out there. I'm not sure. Scott Haney's going to be at one of them. I'm thinking probably the Hartford one. And then I think Kara Sunlin will be at the New Haven deal. Do you have family over there, Myron?
Pretty much everybody has family. You know, I was going to mention my parents came to the U.S. as refugees, as displaced persons, 1949 and 1950. And the United Ukrainian American Relief Committee helped my parents as well as my friends' parents. So it's very close to our hearts, the organization that we're working with. And when I tell that story, pretty much everybody understands how important this event is today. So
what do you think about Putin? This guy's never going to stop, is he?
The menace, I'll say this, in 2014 when they invaded Crimea and then subsequently Luhansk and Donetsk in eastern Ukraine, if the response was what it was now, we probably wouldn't be where we are today.
What do you mean? Like if the world said, hey, what the hell is going on here?
That's correct.
Okay.
He would have stopped there. But we looked at the other way. You know, they say if you don't know history, it'll repeat itself.
Yep.
This is World War II.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All over again.
Right. Exactly.
This is, we're just going to.
One
really
mad
doesn't
man.
Really affect us, does it?
Nah, we're good.
We're good. We're over here.
Yeah, play golf.
We're Americans. We're fine.
Ah, it's over there.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Big problem.
So, all right. Well, thoughts and prayers to, your family, friends, and all those over there. And hopefully we could do something. I mean, you know what? It helps to feel like you're helping in some way.
You are, in a way, yes.
And these people made it to the border, and now they have nothing.
Yeah, so got to help them out.
So let's do what we can.
Yep.
So we'll link up on the radio station website. Myron, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. There's a list here of stuff that they're looking for.
Okay.
Non-perishable food items. Mm. They're looking for that big demand on that. Think about that. 1.5 million people.
A lot of mouths to feed.
Here we are at the border.
Yeah, one can of beans ain't going to do it.
Kids. No.
Yeah.
Clothes and footwear for men, women, children. Yeah, you know, you think we don't really think about. You know, you look up at the images and say, oh, wow, that looks horrible.
Yeah.
Families running and buildings on fire in the background.
Yeah.
All their stuff
is in there.
They're just like,
they packing.
We are out of here.
Yeah. They had
goodbye.
They had a split.
Just running on
they're
a moment's
their
notice.
Lives.
Yeah. Grab the kid.
What's on them right now is what they got.
And let's go.
Yeah.
Thermal underwear.
It's cold.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. The border of Poland right now. What's the temperature over there?
My goodness. It's got to be colder than it is here.
Right.
It's got to be.
It's not December.
Is that like summer over there? No. It's like different seasons.
I don't even know.
No idea.
I just think of Russian. I think cold.
Oh, yeah.
I never think, that seems like a nice place to go.
Yeah, no.
To lounge on a beach.
Nope. They have beaches there.
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I know those buildings are like Carvel. I know that.
But when the third item on the list is thermal underwear, there's a problem there.
Yeah.
Just basic human needs.
Hygiene products.
Oh, yeah. Toothbrush, toothpaste.
Women's products, diapers, etc.
Yep.
Blankets.
Toiletries, like,
Yeah.
They need everything.
Toilet paper, things like that.
Toilet paper. Think about that.
Toilet paper. Yep.
Toilet paper.
Yep. So those you hoarded.
Like, we can't even comprehend it because, you know, we went through 2020. We were going to the supermarket. Oh, my God, I can't get toilet paper.
Yeah.
But we found it.
Yeah. Online. At three times the price.
Yeah.
But we found it.
We found did. It.
Right.
We stole
Why
it from work.
Use both sides.
Right. There became the toilet paper exchange.
No, it's a fold it back over again.
Yeah, I heard you. Both sides. I ignored you on purpose.
Oh, don't ignore me. You don't just keep going.
And we were inconvenienced because we had to wipe down and clean all of our groceries.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I did
I'm
going
to wear a mask. I'm going to put gloves on.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, these folks have like incoming missiles.
These people would
missiles.
Love to have those problems.
Seriously.
Oh, wait. Food I can clean?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Please.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Sign me up now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bedding, tableware, like disposable plates and stuff.
Yeah, forks and knives and plastic stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
First aid kits. You know, some of these folks are showing up. Wounded.
Blunded. Yeah, wounded.
Bloodied.
Yeah, bloodied. I just wanted to say. Okay, click it. Okay. See you Friday.
Bloody and wounded.
Yeah.
Blunded.
Blunded. You know, that could become a phrase.
I'm sure whoever this Oxford guy is with the dictionary, he sits listening to this show saying, wow, new words every day.
Yep.
I can't keep up.
Would that be a noun or a verb?
Blunded.
Blunded.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, I just want to say that it's amazing to me that this one man can cause this much chaos in the whole world.
Yeah.
It's just so bizarre.
Hamilton.
You'd think the world would have a meeting, you know?
Yeah.
Like a board meeting without that crazy member. Like, hey, what do you think about, you know, or there's a conversation like in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Exactly. I do something with this person over here.
Yeah. Who was it? Who was it that Jimmy asked about?
God,
he's like,
now.
What do you think about so-and-so? And then Ray Liotta's voice was like, And at that moment.
That was it. That's all he had to say.
Yep. I knew he was a dead man.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, well, why wouldn't we all like, hey, what do you think about this guy? He's wreaking havoc.
This Putin guy. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree with you. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, we were just talking to someone who is working with Channel 3 to collect a bunch of items that will end up on the Poland-Ukraine border. That Poland, they're such good people.
They are.
So tents, mattresses, sleeping bags, standalone lamps, candles, containers for liquids, canisters for water, fuel, lubricants. The capacity is 10 to 20 liters. Items for new mothers and newborns. I read that. It breaks my heart.
Seriously.
Non-perishable food. Big demand. So the list, everything's up on the radio station website. If you could help, we'd love it. So how about those gas prices?
Oh, my God. What are they now? It's been minutes.
I know. That is right.
Like, of course, I'm not joking.
How do you even keep up with it?
Yeah.
What's behind it? What's going on? How do we stop it? When does it die down?
Help!
Does it ever die down? Let's talk to this guy, Michael J. Fox, not from the movies.
No, no, no.
He's the executive director of GASTA. It's Gasoline and Automotive Services Dealers of America. You're basically a guy who represents gas stations, right?
Correct.
All right. So what's happening?
Well, we've got a combination. Obviously, we have what's going on in Ukraine. And prior to that, we saw prices escalate over $1 a gallon from last year. That was exactly due to Biden's executive orders cutting off the Keystone X pipeline and drilling here in the U.S. Unfortunately, it's politics rearing its ugly head here, and it's going to continue. And I hate to say this, but I think we could actually hit $6 to $7 a gallon.
At this rate?
Well, I mean, when it's just going to keep going. I've been doing this 35 years now. We had a 35-cent increase on the wholesale side over 2.5 days. Never, ever seen that before, even in the old days of odd-even license plates when we had shortages of product. And it's really disheartening because I said then, you will never, ever see gasoline shortages again, lines in the street. You're only going to see the lack of cheap prices. And that's what we're seeing. And it's going to keep going until Biden wakes up and undoes what he did. Even then, well, if he did it right now today, it'll take 5 or 6 months to start to decrease prices.
Well, I don't think he's going to do that.
No, ain't going
to
happen.
It's a core belief of his to, you know, preserve the environment. And I don't even want to get into an argument about that. But I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that's the problem. I've actually met Biden prior to him being president. It's not a core belief. It absolutely is not a core belief. He's going with the radical left, and he doesn't know how to get out of it. He doesn't want to anger them, and that's the problem for me. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm a right and wrong guy. Do what's right for the American people, and this is the right thing.
Okay, so with that argument aside now, I was talking about this earlier. Why can't we as Americans at least come together as a nation in our misery with these gas prices?
Right.
We have to turn this into a fight like it's Biden's fault. No, it's Putin's fault.
It is Putin's fault.
It is both, correct? Like if we're looking at this objectively, it's both, right?
Well, I don't blame Biden personally. I mean, granted, he signed the executive order, but it's politics that's at fault. When you say come together, we've got to take the nasty politics out of this. And it does appear that there is a huge
this question
bipartisan
did not get me back to where I wanted to go. So what I was
coming together.
All I wanted to do is say it's really domestic policy, right, and international foreign affairs, correct? The combination of those
correct.
Two have our gas prices skyrocketing. You said something interesting to me before with the odd and even plate thing.
I remember that.
I remember that. Ashley, do you know what that means when you hear that, odd and even plates?
The only plates I know about is what I eat off of at dinner.
And usually odd, yes.
Right. License plates.
Yeah.
So what it was you could only get gas on your day.
Yeah.
Now, if the last digit in your license plate was an even number, you can go on even days to get gas.
Yeah.
And you could only get a certain amount.
Yeah.
It was really unbelievable.
Yeah, my parents had one odd and one even. So every day they can go get gas.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was brutal. I don't remember what the prices were back then, but they were high and it was nuts. And it's really what got Carter, you know, it's one of the many things that got Jimmy Carter booted out of office.
Yep.
If you guys ask me about temporary fixes, I can give them to you real easy because the state of Connecticut for COVID relief got almost $6 billion from the federal government earmarked for roads and transportation.
Okay.
We raise about $335 million for the gas tax. That's 25 cents a gallon. Temporarily suspend the gas tax and that hidden gas tax called the gross receipts, which is another 24. That's 50 cents a gallon. Mandate that gasoline retailers, and yep, I represent them, have to pass that on to the consumer, and we'll support it. 50 cents a gallon off the plate today.
Okay.
Will they do it? I doubt it.
No,
it can be done.
Can you say
and it
please?
Won't cost the state of Connecticut a dime.
Now, why would you doubt that? Why wouldn't they do that?
It's called politics. Uh-huh. How we got here. It's why we have a problem. Somebody has to win.
Somebody
has to lose.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
No, he's fired up.
No, I love Michael right now. Keep talking.
I agree.
I hear the talk about suspending the federal gas tax. That's a joke. It's 18.4 cents, not really a lot of money. More importantly, nothing to replace it because they gave us all the money during COVID relief. But we have $6 billion. It's in the bank. It's not waiting. It's not, will they sign it? It's here. We have it. Someone's got to dig and say, okay, at $300 million a year, 335, I think is the last one I last looked, we can suspend the gas tax for 10 years. It'd only be half of it. So it's a joke. If you want to give people in Connecticut relief.
Why are we not laughing if it's a joke?
Can you make a phone call to him?
All right, so I'm sure you've been trying to work your magic on this, and I already know the answer to the question because I could hear how pissed you are right now.
It could happen, yeah.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm saying everybody just kind of put their eyebrow up, and I say, come on, tell me why. Look, I get the federal argument. I'm opposed to the federal cut in the gas tax. Why? We don't have the money. Here we have it. It's not like it's going to, yeah, but then we won't have that $300 million, right, to spend on something else that's non-transportation related, so I can complain about that.
Michael J. Fox is on, not the actor, the executive director of gas, and we're talking about the high gas prices. I know you've explained this to us many times over the years, but please do it again. How can gas prices at a gas station go up three or four times in one day when the gas that's sitting in the tank has already been paid for?
That's actually a really easy explanation. When you talk about 35 cents a gallon increase in the wholesale price, if that dealer who's only making 10 cents a gallon, a third of the increase, sells every single gallon at a 10 cent a gallon margin, doesn't have enough money to buy the next load. Why? Because it went up 35 cents a gallon. So you have to anticipate, and it's a battle. You have to look at where the market is. And right now, like I said, doing this 35 years, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times where you see the market move more than once in a day. We're seeing the market move from 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock in the morning, from 10 o'clock in the morning till 11. AJ said he was absolutely the Wild West.
I got to let you go, but AJ said he was on vacation driving by a gas station.
In one day.
And each time he drove by, the price went up.
A different price four times.
Yeah, four times in one day.
I was in Colorado running one day, taking a run, and by the time I ran around the block, the price had changed three times.
Turning backwards.
That was about 30 years ago.
How long were you running?
Were you really running or was it a fast walk? All right.
That was the real truth. It was a fast walk.
I hear you.
So that there's really nothing we could do here as people. Like, we can't. What do we do? Can we call, like, our representative? That's the most we could do, right?
Number?
Listen, what we can do is what you said. We have to get rid of this nasty politics we're seeing, or at least put it aside on this issue. I don't mind the nasty politics. on the border argument. I don't mind the nasty politics on certain parts of politics, but when it comes to something that feeds your family, that stops people from going to work, there's not enough people in politics today that even remember Odd Even. Odd Even was a war, and yeah. It was insane. People were getting hurt, and we're getting really close to that happening again.
All right, we'll keep in touch with you, and we'll link up to your thing on the radio station website if people want to learn more about what you're all about. Michael J. Fox, Executive Director of GASTA. I'm hoping we don't see $6 or $7 again.
Seriously.
Thank you, brother. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert God on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What do we have here?
Oh, something I've been working on for 2 years that finally got done.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get to check.
It's finally over. Yes.
Finally, you can cross that off your list.
Yep.
Yes, thank goodness, because this was hard. They had actually threatened to break up, and I said, oh, don't break up before I book you. Please don't break up.
Wow.
Because it was a promise that you made to someone.
Yes, bring these a pretty important person in the state I promised this to, and I failed last year miserably. And the first year that we were going to open, which at Bridgeport, the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, I had planned to bring this act in also. So I planned in 2020, and then I planned in 2021. It's finally happening in 2022.
And that is?
That is Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner!
Woo!
And they have so many great songs. I mean,
evening hits.
Free Bird.
It's true.
Outdoors. Nice.
And it's on Saturday night. So maybe they'll sing Saturday Night Special.
That'd be helpful.
Yep. Who knows what they'll do. And even more inviting is that the Outlaws are opening up the show.
Oh, wow.
Cool. That's cool.
Holy crap.
By Cowboy Hat.
Are you writing a to-do list?
Yes, I am.
It's weird. I always want to wear a cowboy hat, but I just think, can't do
it. You got to go all in.
It on. We'll tell you what you look like. We'll tell you the truth, and then just keep it backstage.
I have a very wide head, so they don't fit like right. I look like Woody from Toy Story.
No, when I see you, and if you're wearing a cowboy hat, I think it's a costume. Like, right. You don't look like you could pull it off.
An Italian cowboy.
Yeah.
Avalon, Kansas City, Che Guevara.
Yeah. Wouldn't know the difference between a cow and a horse.
Hey, how you doing? Brooklyn Cowboy. How you been? Good. Yeah.
I could pull it off, but I don't know. There's just something about if you don't really have a horse or a cow,
right? Like,
maybe you shouldn't wear one.
You got a Mustang, sort of.
So
Shelby.
Leonard Skinner and the Outlaws coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport Saturday, July 2nd.
Nice.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's great.
Tickets are $49.50 to $89.50, and there's unlimited VIP ticket deal available.
Right.
And they go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Are there any pre-sale codes or things of that nature?
Secret handshake, stuff like that? Mm.
Oh, I'm sure there are pre-sale codes. I don't know them offhand, but I'm sure by Thursday I'll have them.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's
cool.
That's all we need.
That works.
Just in time.
That works, yes.
Right. We go on sale Friday. I'll give out the pre-sale code on Thursday. I don't have to remember to get it, though. That's the problem. I have to write it down like AJ writes his stuff.
Thank you. Yep. I write my forehead so I see in the mirror.
Then you got to write it backwards.
I did.
Somebody sent me a picture of an old Leonard Skinner ticket over the weekend. And, Jimmy, is this your show? October
27, 1976.
Oof.
Sure. Waterbury Palace Theater, right?
Yes.
Nice.
WTLR presents Leonard Skinner, Palace Theater, Waterbury. October 27, 1976. It was a Wednesday, a 7:30 show, $6.50 tax included.
Wow.
Well, there's 10% tax. There used to be a 10% tax.
Wow.
No longer, though, but there used to be. But it says, what, October 27, 1976? Does it mention who the opening act is?
It does not.
Right? Oh.
I will tell you, the opening act was the Charlie Daniels Band.
Oh, smooth. That
Are
must have been
kidding
cool.
Me?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Right, yeah.
No, really.
Young Charlie.
Wow.
And everybody was alive then in the band in 1976.
That's right. The accident happened in 77.
Right.
Yep.
And Charlie was alive.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
Yep.
So it was a complete original show.
Wow.
And that was, what, 46 years ago.
Whew. Okay. I thought that may have been the show that you had on the books, but never happened because of the plane crash.
No, that was actually at the Coliseum in 77.
Oh, wow.
We went on sale the day the plane crashed.
Oh, boy.
So these guys in 1 year went from Palace Theater to the New Haven Coliseum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would bump things up.
What album was that? Can you look at 76? Was that One More From the Road, the live album? Because that really, they exploded.
Yep.
That album, probably a horrible word to use. I didn't mean it that way. But, I mean, they really went, like, that's where I found out about Lynyrd Skynyrd with that live album.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did that come out after their death? Did that come out before?
No idea.
One More From the Road was released September of 76.
This is October.
Okay. So they were touring that album.
Yep.
And then the next year they're going to, yeah. All right. So it was that album that made them, you know.
A household name.
We won't say any bad things like they caught fire
right.
coming off that album.
How about household name? That works.
Yeah. Household name.
Household name.
Household name.
Yep.
Well, you know what it was, Jimmy? You know, there are some acts that their live material is better than their studio stuff because they're just a live band.
Yep.
I think of the Allman Brothers Band like that.
Right.
I think of Peter Frampton like that.
Yes.
Motley Crue, no. Keith Amaha.
Yeah, we don't really think of Motley Crue as a great live band.
No,
although
no.
I've seen them, you know, it depends on what day you go.
Yeah, exactly.
There are times you see them, you're like, wow, they're great. And then there's
early in the tour.
Okay, they're off tonight.
Yep.
The energy's always
that
there.
That can happen. Anybody, yes.
But yeah, so Peter Frampton, Lynyrd Skynyrd, I think Bob Seger, his live album brought his songs to life.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, no question about it. And plus, there are certain artists that are just better live than studio. They jam, they rock, you can feel the heat. Bruce Springsteen's like that. I think he's better live than in studio.
Yeah.
Seeing him live.
Yes.
Yeah, the live experience is quite unique with most bands.
And these guys are, I think that if you said, would Lynyrd Skynyrd, would you like to be in the studio recording an album, or would you like to be on stage in front of an audience? I think they would pick the stage.
Yes, they would.
Absolute road dogs, no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a fun show.
They're going to love that place.
Was that show I was just talking about at the Palace, Jimmy, was that your first Lynyrd Skynyrd show?
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was my first Lynyrd Skynyrd show.
Wow.
Nice guys. Nice guys. Really.
So
really
you nice met guys. Ronnie then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Steve Gaines was
They did a lot of drinking, which
most
I never did much of.
Right.
But the other stuff we did together.
There you go. See? You bonded.
As I said, that was the bond. That was the currency of the 70s.
Exactly. It's like, here. Yep.
Drinking and drugging.
Yep. It's not here. It's here.
This, the seat for this ticket that I have says seat 3,000, general admission.
Yeah. So we sold 3,500 tickets a show, so he bought his ticket pretty late.
Oh, wow.
So he's like further up.
Oh, wow. It's weird that it's an even 3,000 now. It could have been whatever number.
Exactly.
3,000. And then what was that? You would have just arrived, and then the earlier you arrived, the better seat you got?
Yes,
exactly. Oh, wow.
You got a long line around the Palace Theater, wrapped around the whole street, and we let you in, you know, ticket by ticket. It was hard. It was a long line, and it was getting 3,500 people into the theater.
Right.
But there were seats on the floor, so you just took a seat. It wasn't an open floor. So when we say general admission, with general admission, you could sit anywhere you want, but there were seats.
Yeah, right. When you think of general admission, you think there's just this just an empty floor and everyone's going to just stand around.
Right.
These were actual seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was back this in the 70s, general admission meant different than the 80s and 90s and into this century.
What was the Who show in Philadelphia that changed all that, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think six people died. They were trampled.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Crowd
but
crush.
They got trampled outside the venue.
Oh, did they?
The doors were locked. They were doing a sound check, and people thought they were missing the show in the back and kept pushing forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
To get into the building, and that's when they got crushed.
Poor people, man.
Yikes.
Imagine that. You're helpless to stop all these people pushing, because the person behind you probably doesn't want the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like 10 rows back.
If you're just checking in here, Jimmy Koplik's on Just an Ounce. Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think this is a WPLR Presents show, right?
I would think so.
Yes. All right, hang on.
Oh, yeah, right here. It's right here.
Definitely by Cowboy.
99.1 PLR presents Lynyrd Skynyrd. Big Wheels Keep On Turning Tour with special guest The Outlaws at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Saturday, July 2nd.
Yay.
Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Radio presale. Oh, I do have the info.
Aha!
Good, give it to me.
My thumb's over. I'm sorry.
Radio presale is Thursday, March 10th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with the password free.
Free. Gotcha.
Now, here it's all caps. I don't know if there will be that distinction.
No idea. Like the word,
no,
though, free.
No, I don't know. I don't know why free would even be the word, to tell you the truth. Usually it's a song or something like that.
Instead of free bird?
It's for free.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, instead of free bird. That's
free bird,
that's
too many letters?
Free. Yeah, that's real smart. They're going to get on and think they're getting the tickets for free.
Who's that?
Should have just been bird.
And it's got to be free bird. Exactly. It's one word.
It does not filter.
It says here I get a free bird.
Yeah. Who do you think, who comes up with those passwords or those codes?
I would think in this case for the radio presale, it was Bozzy who did it.
Bozzy.
And I'll see him in about an hour.
Free!
Everybody who
free!
Thinks you're getting a free ticket, they're paying for
free!
It.
Maybe we could just have him call in now. That might be faster.
That'd be interesting, yeah. He likes nothing better than being on the radio. That's for sure.
I'm not going to tell him that you can hear him, Jimmy.
Yeah, he has no idea I'm on, so that's good.
Hey, Bozzy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Chaz.
I figured that.
Yeah. You're on right now. We were wondering, so the radio presale word is free.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who came up with that?
Me. Freebird.
Freebird, right. Jimmy thinks that people might think they're getting free tickets.
Oh. I didn't think of that.
That I is did. Beautiful.
I excel at that.
Whoops.
What do you mean think? I never think.
All right. So Jimmy said I'll see you in a bit. All right.
He's buying aspirin right now as we speak.
That's great. I'm going to get his credit card. I'll get that out on Thursday.
Cool. We're getting free tickets.
Ah, very exciting. Anything get announced while we were on vacation, Jimmy?
I'm trying to think of anything got announced while you were on. I would never announce anything when you're on vacation.
Oh,
I'll plan everything
you.
Around you guys announcing everything. I want the Fox and PLR to know everything first.
Right. Thank you.
Seeing there was an announcement that Britt Floyd.
The announcement going on right now. In the back
Jude.
House.
Hey, Jude.
Jude.
Hey, Jude. Don't make it bad.
Britt Floyd, Friday, March 11th at Toyota Oakdale Theater. This show will no longer require proof of vax or negative test.
Nice.
So the world's right. Starting to move in this direction now,
yep.
Right, Jimmy?
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. So a little more freedom for everybody, thank goodness.
The Chicks, special guest Patty Griffin, Thursday, June 30th, Xfinity Theater in Hartford. Tickets went on sale Friday. Greta Van Fleet.
Nice.
Announced their fall 2022 arena tour dates. They're coming to Mohegan Sun, October 7th, 2022.
And, sold out.
Wow.
What?
Already?
Sold out.
That's what Jude was saying.
Yep. Yeah.
Sold out. She's good.
She's begging for tickets, and I said, no way. Yeah. Sold out.
She's saying, free? Free?
Wow, that band is something else, right? Wherever they go.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really?
Good to be them.
All right, so just to recap, and we'll talk to Jimmy, and we'll have more details and all that. And, Jimmy just announced 99.1 PLR presents Lynyrd Skynyrd, Big Wheels Keep On Turning Tour, with special guest The Outlaws at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Saturday, July 2nd. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. There is a radio presale Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The password is free, as in short for free bird, not free tickets.
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. Doesn't get announced till 9 a.m., so we didn't screw that up. Good. Very good.
Yay! Very
good. Look at that.
Hey, if you screwed it up, it's just me that screwed it up, not you.
Right.
Okay.
So we don't get yelled at.
So we're good.
On.
It's all Jude's fault.
So, all right, Jimmy, great hearing your voice, and we'll hear you Thursday at 8:20.
You got it, guys.
All right, thank you, baby.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.